Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something a little special, an Apache-style swing rebuild for a sunrise set emotional jungle and old-school drum and bass loop inside Ableton Live 12. And I want to be clear right away, because this is the advanced part. We're not just dropping in a famous break or a vocal and calling it jungle. We're rebuilding the feel from the inside out. That means the swing, the timing, the ghost notes, the way the vocal answers the drums, and the way the bass leaves space for all of it. The goal is dusty, human, rolling, and uplifting, with that sunrise energy that feels hopeful but still has grit. So first, set your project tempo around 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this kind of DNB pocket. You can live anywhere from 172 to 176, but 174 keeps the Apache feel in the zone, while still hitting his proper drum and bass. Before you write anything, create three lanes in your project. Drums and break, bass, and vocal or FX. Even if your arrangement is just a loop right now, naming those lanes early helps you think like an arranger instead of just a loop maker. And drop in a reference track if you can. Just loop 8 bars of a classic jungle or melodic old school DNB record and listen for three things. How busy the break is before the drop, how much space the vocal gets, and how much actual low end is there. That reference is your calibration tool, not your copy target. Now, the first real move is to rebuild the Apache swing from transients, not just from dragging in a loop and hoping it works. If you've got an Apache-style break or vocal phrase, bring it into an audio track. If it's a fuller tonal phrase, Complex Pro Warp can make sense. If it's a sharper break, Beats Mode is usually better because it preserves the punch of the transients. Then extract the groove. Don't just trust the loop. Right-click the clip, extract the groove, and drop it into the groove pool. Now you've got the rhythmic fingerprint of that source material, and that's where the magic starts. I like to make two versions, one lighter, around 20 to 35% groove strength, and another stronger one around 50 to 65%. In jungle and old school DNB, you want the break to breathe around the grid, but if you push the swing too far, you lose the driving tension that makes 174 feel alive. Next, rebuild the actual drum layer with intention. Layer a clean kick on the downbeats. Keep the main snare or backbeat strong on 2 and 4. Then bring in the Apache-style break as texture, syncopation, and ghost note movement. This is important. Use the break for character, not as your only drum foundation. That's how you get a loop that sounds designed, rather than looped. A great starting chain for the break bus is drum bus with a little drive, maybe 5 to 12%, but keep boom low or off unless you specifically need it. Then use EQ8 to high pass the break somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz so the sub can breathe. After that, a glue compressor with a low ratio and just a little gain reduction can help the whole drum bus feel like one unit without crushing the life out of it. Now here's the key lesson in this whole tutorial. Program the groove around the vocal, not the other way around. In this style, the vocal is not decoration. It acts like a rhythmic lead. It's another percussion layer, and it should create call and response with the break. If you've got an Apache-style vocal phrase, slice it up. You can use slice to new MIDI track, or manually place warp markers if you want a more controlled feel. Once it's chopped, start placing the vocal like it's talking to the drums. One chop might land right after a snare tail. Another might come in just before a kick. Another might fill the gap after a ghost hit. That conversation between vocal and break is where old-school DNB gets its personality. A really good rule here is to think in one or two bar call and response phrases. Don't crowd every bar with vocal information. Let the break say something, then let the vocal answer. Or sometimes do the opposite. Let the vocal lead and the drums respond with a fill. That contrast is what keeps the track feeling human and emotionally alive. If you want to perform the vocal more expressively, simpler in slice mode is perfect. Map the slices to MIDI, play them in slightly by hand, and don't be afraid of micro offsets. That's one of the biggest advanced lessons here. Tiny timing moves matter more than heavy swing. A few milliseconds late on one vocal chop can make the whole section feel more soulful. A slightly early pickup can create tension. Small changes, big emotional payoff. Also, don't over-quantize the break. Keep the kick and snare anchored, but let the ghost notes, top percussion, and vocal slices lean into the groove. If the break feels stiff, reduce the quantize strength instead of snapping everything perfectly. A nice trick is to duplicate the break lane. Keep one copy tight and clean, and let the other copy carry the groove and dirt. Blend them until the pocket feels alive. That gives you structure and looseness at the same time. Now let's talk bass, because in a sunrise set jungle roller, the bass has to support the emotion without fighting the vocal. Build a base patch in Operator or Wavetable. Keep the sub clean, simple, and mono. A sine wave or soft triangle works beautifully for the sub layer. Then add a mid layer for texture, maybe to detune saw or restyle sound, but keep the sub separate and clean. Use saturation gently on the mid layer, not the sub. You want the weight to stay solid and the harmonics to help it translate on smaller systems. Then write the bass in a way that leaves room for the drums and the vocal. Short notes, small rests, and answer phrases work really well here. You don't want a constant wall of bass if the goal is swing and emotion. You want the bass to breathe. A smart phrasing idea is to let the bass hit on the offbeat after a snare, then leave a gap, then answer again. That kind of call and response between bass, drums, and vocal keeps the track rolling instead of just thumping. In DNB, the groove often comes from what you don't play. Now shape the vocal with a disciplined chain. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the source. If it's harsh, cut a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it sounds boxy or cloudy, trim some low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. Then compress it lightly so the peaks don't jump out too much. After that, use echo or delay for rhythmic tails and reverb for space. But here's the sunrise trick. Keep the lead vocal relatively dry in the drop and move more of the atmosphere into sends or breakdown sections. That contrast is huge. Dry and intimate in one moment, wide and washed in the next. That shift creates the feeling of lifting above the floor, which is exactly what makes sunrise sets hit emotionally. If you want a cleaner workflow, make a vocal return track with echo, darken the repeats with filters inside echo, then add reverb after it. Side chain that return lightly if needed so the echoes don't smear the kick and snare. From there, arrange the loop into a proper DNB journey. Don't just loop four bars forever. Think in sections. Maybe you start with a 16-bar intro using filtered drums and vocal hints, then go into a 16-bar groove where the full break and bass pocket establish themselves, then an 8-bar lift where the vocal opens up, the top end rises, and the bass thins slightly, then your drop, then a breakdown with more emotional space, then a rebuild, then the second drop with a little more energy or harmonic interest. And if you want this to work in a DJ set, keep your intro and outro usable. Give people 16 or 32 bars of stripped drums so they can mix it in and out cleanly. Don't overload the first bars with fills and vocal clutter. Let the section breathe. When you get to mix control, remember that this style lives or dies on the relationship between kick, snare, sub, and vocal presence. Keep the sub mono. Use utility if you need to tighten stereo width on low-end sources. Sidechain the bass lightly to the kick so the groove has room to punch through. And be careful not to let vocal haze cover the snare crack. If the snare loses its edge, the whole jungle identity starts to blur. Also, watch your headroom. Leave space on the master. Around minus 6 dB peak before final limiting is a good working target. That gives you room to shape the track later without fighting a clipped mix. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overquantize the break. That kills the human feel. Second, don't let the vocal sit on top of everything. It should be part of the rhythm, not a layer pasted over it. Third, don't make the bass too continuous. Leave rests. Fourth, don't drown the vocal in reverb, especially in the drop. And fifth, always check mono compatibility, so your sub stays focused and the emotional width lives in the highs and the effects, not in the low end. If you want to push this darker or heavier, there are some great advanced moves. You can resample the vocal through saturation or even a rougher processing chain, and then rechop it. You can distort only the bass mids above about 120 Hz and keep the sub clean. You can use a reverse vocal swell before a snare turn. You can build a parallel dirt bus for drums and vocal chops with saturation, echo, and compression blended quietly underneath. All of those moves help the loop feel bigger without losing clarity. For arrangement, think in contrast. Start dark, open the hats and the vocal air gradually. Then briefly narrow the highs before the drop so the drop feels bigger. You can also create a memory section after the first full drop by pulling back the drums and leaving only vocal fragments and filtered break textures. That kind of moment makes the return hit harder. One last advanced idea. Use phrase tension, not just filter tension. A lot of people rely on sweeping filters, but a bigger emotional payoff often comes from withholding a vocal answer, delaying the bass reply, or leaving one bar unusually bare before the next phrase lands. That little bit of absence creates anticipation, and anticipation is everything in Sunrise DNB. So here's your quick practice challenge. Set the project to 174 BPM. Import a short break and a short vocal phrase. Extract the groove and apply it lightly to a clean drum layer. Program kick, snare and ghost tops. Slice the vocal and place chops on off beats and snare tails. Build a simple sub and operator with some rests. Add EQ and drum bus to the drum group. Add an echo return for vocal repeats. Loop 4 bars and refine the call and response until it feels natural. Then duplicate it to 8 bars and automate a filter opening in the second half. The goal is simple. Make it emotional and human, but still strong enough for a club system. So remember the core idea here. Rebuild the Apache style swing by extracting and shaping the groove, not just dropping in a sample. Treat the vocal like part of the rhythm. Keep the sub clean and mono. Use Ableton stock tools to control feel and mix discipline. And for sunrise emotion, think space, lift, and memory, but keep the drums and bass grounded in that unmistakable jungle energy.